It's our version of our romanticized Dublin. Of course, this is a Dublin that was disappearing at this point. We were obsessed with the 50s, 40s, Bagatonia, Bean, you know, even further back to Joyce and all of that stuff, all the stuff that the Fontaines have taken over the world with. We were doing that donkeys years ago, and we were actually dubs.
Oh, no. Oh.
Stop.
No, but you know, but my point is, it's
I know what
the point
mean.
Was, like Fergus was saying earlier, is Dublin being our sort of like a kind of our muse.
There's a real coherency to it, from the sleeves to the playing and the kind of lyrics and the presentation. I think we managed to capture something about our spirit, and maybe unconsciously capture something about what was going on in the city. So maybe that's what people respond to.
And we were also proud of the Stars of Heaven and the Blades and
songs from Dublin, about Dublin, and steeped in Dublin.
The Guardian review said it was like the first song about the bittersweet effects of urban gentrification. And my joke is like, someone said to me, it's the only song about the bittersweet effects of urban gentrification.
To Hear Knows When, Great Irish Albums Revisited, Episode 28, Lights of the City, by Jubilee All-Stars.
And outside these noble Georgian buildings sit the scum and the immigrants and the dregs. Buildings, they hold court and for new money beg. As the well-dressed, well-paid and well-adjusted the sea.